Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
My name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them is that no one believes I'm a good driver except me, which really disappoints me. I've got my kids judging me now. They're in their safety cap trip till they're 27, and they're happy apparently. I'm driving along the other day, and my son said, "Dad, hands on the wheel." I said, "Shut up, I'm writing a text message." My wife hassles me about my driving. She's like, "You're too close to the cars next to us." I'm like, "Relax." She's flinching every 2 seconds as we're driving along. I said, "Did you just get epilepsy?" She said, "No, it's your fault. You're going to hit a car, a parked car." I said, "I'm not going to hit a parked car." She said, "You will." I said, "I will if you keep karate chopping me. Just don't move." She said, "It's involuntary." I said, "Well, shut your eyes." And she did, and 5 seconds later, bang, I hit a parked car. She said, "What was that?" I said, "I don't know. My eyes were shut as well." We're going to have a great show. Who's looking forward to it? It's a show where we take real problems and we turn them into real solutions. But I can't do it alone. Today I've got four of Australia's best problem solution solvers. Let's put our hands together. Firstly, for Sarah Harris, Rose McManus, Michelle Lauren, and Peter Rosedon. Now, Peter, also, you have big news in your life. What just happened to you?
I became a grandfather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you see? You see?
Grandfather. There's you. And you, what is your granddaughter's name? Your granddaughter here?
No, it's a boy, mate.
What's a boy? Yeah, sorry, yeah, he's got a massive bulge. I didn't see it. What's his name?
Oliver Peter, Opie.
Oliver Peter.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
All right, they're real problems. They need real solutions. This is a video problem. Take a look.
Hi, I'm Jed from Tingalpa in Queensland. My fiance sets the alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning and then likes to hit the snooze button 5 or 6 times until she eventually gets up at 6 o'clock. Now, I can't get back to sleep after 5, but she can. Is there any way that I can encourage her to just set the alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning so that I can get that extra hour of sleep? Please?
He looks like he's trapped in that corner. And while you're at it, please help. I'm locked in my bathroom.
I love to snooze myself, but if someone else is doing it to you, it's really annoying.
So, like for you, when you were, say, doing
breakfast radio,
so the idea that you had to set an alarm to be up very, very early, was Holly with that?
I just had to be really quiet. Like, she was so tough on me. Like, I'd be getting up, just be quiet, you'll wake the kids. And often I'd been doing stand-up the night before, so I'd had, like, 4 hours sleep. Yeah. And I'm like, they'd been asleep since 7 o'clock. Wake the people up who've had 11 yes. hours sleep.
Yeah.
What an arsehole that would make Daddy.
Yeah. There tends to be a whipcracker in the situation, doesn't there? There tends to be a person who, no matter how much sleep they've had, they are the boss for
who's
some
your,
reason.
Who's your whipcracker?
I think it's me.
Yes. Yeah. You've had early starts too.
I've had early starts. I've had late starts. Although, no, actually, it's my children. You know, they sleep with me. Now that I think about it, Lee.
I like it when they sleep with you.
Do you?
Well, it gets weird in the late teens. But
My husband's actually a narcoleptic.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
a narcoleptic. Really?
Yeah. So this is actually a true story. He actually did a chopper flight over Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And before they'd taken off, had fallen asleep, paid $500 to see the sights of Las Vegas.
And he'd fallen asleep.
No. Landed and went, oh. That was a great sleep. Oh. Totally slept through the entire thing. I don't know whether.
Has it ever affected your love life where you wanted to like get nookie with him and then all of a sudden halfway through he just sort of
to my advantage, I don't have to fake a headache as much.
There's a new thing she can use. It's called one of these.
Oh yes, Yes, of course.
What is that? It vibrates.
The vibrating one.
Absolutely.
It's different to my one.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, don't they have little? Don't the men have little like bunnies? Or
yeah, where's the bunny?
So we're saying give the person a vibrating watch.
Yes, we are.
Silent alarm is a great idea.
Otherwise, just be happy that you've got a partner at all, because there's a lot of very, a lot of very lonely people.
That's a beautiful message.
Just be here. Just be thankful. There's a lot of lonely people who have no one to be angry at them first thing in the morning.
What do Tom Jones, Borat and Eddie Munster all have in common? You can hear them all on the Starstruck with Angela Bishop podcast. I'll give you all the behind-the-scenes goss on what went on with some of my most fascinating interviews over the years. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem where we turn your problems into our solutions. Yes, it's wonderful, the service we provide. And we're also happy to do it in person. We're happy for someone from the audience to stride up onto that seat and let's discuss their issues. All right, here we go. Please welcome to the stage Flavia. Come on, here up for Flavia. Yeah. Hey, Flavia.
Hi, who's
your name? Now, have I pronounced your name right?
Perfect.
It is Flavia.
Yes.
Yes.
That's me.
Now, I believe we are friends, aren't we?
We are. I don't know if you remember me, but I met you on the streets of St Kilda back in 2010.
In 2010, we met on the where I live, on the on the streets of my home suburb.
So I saw you walking and I screened your name and we took some photos and added you on Facebook and you accepted.
I accepted, yes.
So we've been friends for 8 years now.
We've been friends for 8 years.
Yeah.
Many of them. Has Hughesy poked you?
No, never.
I poked 2,000 people yesterday.
Yeah. You have,
and Pete's not even on social media.
What is your problem, Flavia?
Well, I actually came here to ask you a favour as a friend.
Yes.
So my problem is I love dogs a lot, but I can't have a dog where I live. I asked my building manager about three times in the past 2 years and he keeps saying no to me. Well, I've been thinking about just smuggling the dog in the house like Johnny Depp.
Yes.
And see if it works. But another idea that I had is maybe if I ask a friend to call him, he will...
Maybe a famous friend.
And guess what? You are on a show with a famous person, Pete Rosethorne.
He's a guest on the show. So the building doesn't allow pets in the building.
It does allow us.
It does, so it's not yours.
Yeah, sorry,
Just yours. Well, just he's got his personal vendetta against you.
It's because it's rental, I think he's careful.
Right.
What sort of dog do you want?
Well, guess what? I think we've got one that you want. Put your hands together for Denise from Paws Pet Rescue in Sydney. And here we have... This is Bubbles, isn't it?
Hi, Bubbles.
Oh, Bubbles.
Oh, sorry, guys. Okay. Bubbles thought this was going to be Family Feud. So,
so Denise, Bubbles is available for adoption right now.
She loves
love
you.
Bubbles.
You love Bubbles.
I love Bubbles.
She'd get along really well with Barkley.
Barkley and Bubbles
I've
together.
I've seen Barkley.
All right, you know what I'm hearing here? If your property manager says no to you...
You've got to adopt
Bubbles.
I'm going
to take Bubbles home. We are going to ring the landlord, Chris, and we're going to see what he says.
Okay.
Does Flavia get Bubbles or does Hughesy get Bubbles? Chris, hello, it's Hughesy from Hughesy. We have a problem. How are you?
Hughesy, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Now, Flavia's here. Say g'day to Chris, Flavia.
Hi, Chris.
G'day, Flavia.
Flavia's really spoken highly of you, Chris. She thinks you're a great man, a noble man, a man of integrity, a man who... A man who doesn't want to let a beautiful woman down. We've got a dog on my lap called Bubbles. Bubbles is beautiful. I love Bubbles. But Flavia, you love Bubbles too.
Absolutely, 100%.
Go on, Flavia, ask Chris what you want to ask him.
Chris, do you think it would be all right if she lives with me?
How big is he?
She.
I see.
Chris, it's a she.
Excuse me.
She's a lady.
Sorry, Bubbles. She's only a little dog.
Only a little dog.
Chris, hi. Rob McManus here. Chris, I just want to ask, before we get your answer to this, what at the moment is your reluctance to have a dog or Flavia to have a dog in the building?
Well, Flavia lives in a unit. I don't know whether it's going to be fair on the dog.
Hang on, before you bring logic into this.
I think I've solved our problem. Hughesy, you buy Flavia a new house. Denise, Bubbles,
new house.
Everybody
Everyone.
Moves in. Yeah. We've done it. We've solved it. Chris, bugger off. We don't need you. Yeah. Hit the bricks.
All right, we'll...
I'm happy with that.
Then your Facebook friends will really pay off then, won't it? Yes.
We've all got to have doggy doors.
Yeah, no, we love a doggy door. When, can Bubbles work out a doggy door?
Oh, yeah.
Because my dog can't after 12 years.
She'll teach him.
I push my dog through it to this day and he looks at me like, how'd you get me through the wall?
Can I just go back to Chris?
Yes, we need to go back to Chris.
Chris, are there other dogs or other pets in the building?
Yeah, there are a couple.
And what's the difference between them being in the building and Bubbles potentially living there?
Well, it depends on how big Bubbles is and how big Bubbles is going to grow.
Bubbles is
fully
as big
grown.
As Bubbles, is
Bubbles
get.
Are not growing any bigger. Bubbles is six.
What sort of breed is she, Denise?
She's a Maltese Shih Tzu.
Oh, you can't say that on television. You just say she's not a very good Maltese, is what you say.
So we've got to go back to Chris. So she's Bubbles is fine for an apartment. So the truth is...
Yeah,
either, yep.
We might be able to do something there.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I think we can approve Bubbles.
Bubbles is going to prison! Thank you, Flavie. We've solved your problem. Well done. Thank you. That celebrities have big problems because they're big celebrities, and we've got a brilliant celebrity about to walk out here and tell us her issue. Here it is. Give it up for Casey Donovan! Thank you.
Thanks
for having me. Appreciate
Not a problem.
It. No, we're having
Welcome.
You. So, Casey, you're a winner. There's no doubt about it. You won Australian Idol. You won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Pete, you didn't win, did you?
No. Not even near. Not even no. I think I came sixth.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good number six, great car.
Yes. So what possibly could be your problem,
look,
Casey?
Look, slight problem.
Yes.
look, I'm almost 30, and I've never had a boyfriend. So my question is...
Which is a shock, by the way. I'm absolutely shocked. Bizarre.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, do I keep on keeping on with the online dating sites or do I get a third cat?
Right. So is it you haven't turned 30 yet, but do you just commit full-time to the cats or do you still
do
think about having boys in your life?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
You're so young, you're not yet... I don't think, at cat spinster age, you've got at least 10 years to go.
At least 10.
How are you...
There's some 39-year-old woman watching going...
bitch!
Yeah.
One of you cats has to go. I'm trying to get a bit of a profile here of where you're at relationship-wise. So you have had... relationships in the past, like not a full-time...
Not a full-time, like, right. Come home, made dinner,
Passion dash. You were passion dash or not?
I've got a toot and boot.
Sure. Yeah,
basically. Wow. Maybe that's where I'm...
Do you only have relationships in cars? What's going on?
You're not far off. You're not far off.
You know, that's why I had to get off.
Now, do you think, Casey, that part of the problem might be that you are a celebrity, you have a profile, and maybe some of the gents...
Intimidated.
..can be intimidated by that?
Successful women, they say. Successful women find it a lot harder to meet men, where successful men meet women all the time.
I've done the pub thing, like going there and talking to people, but then I'm like... Yeah. That's why I suspect the online dating's better, because then you're meeting people who are quite specifically there to get into a relationship,
right?
How has that worked for you?
Yeah, look, I've paid for it. I've done eHarmony.
So eHarmony didn't work out for you?
No. And then I did Tinder for a while and then paid for the upgrades and I thought, maybe that'll be less douchey.
What happens in a Tinder upgrade?
Oh, you go to Gold and it's amazing. You can see who's liked you and then you have the option to like them back.
Yeah.
But then it's still the same DTF, no strings attached. And I'm like...
No, you're a toot and boot girl.
Paying $30 for this.
So, you know what we've done? We've actually got you back on Tinder. I know you'd gone off Tinder.
Wow.
We did that today.
Okay.
We've got you back on Tinder. There's an actual...
Surprise! And we got you a dog.
Oh, okay. I haven't prepared.
So I know, you don't have to prepare.
Yeah, and he's in the audience.
And I have a hot pot of wax backstage.
Yes!
Do it! Don't worry.
We'll get you a guy who loves the fro, so I can, yes. Sure.
All right.
All right, sure, so let's have a look at your profiles, okay. What we put up there. We put this up today.
Beautiful.
I mean, you're stunning. I mean, that's... Wow. You're less than a kilometre away, which is handy.
It's close.
So let's have a look at your matches. You have 45 matches within, like, 12 hours, right? So all those people have matched with you. Maximilian, he's wondering how your Sunday's looking.
Ooh, that's
Peter exciting. Says, I don't suppose you know... I don't know what Peter has gone with.
What if he say, I don't suppose you know where... And then you open up, he said, I left my keys. Like, that's not...
I don't suppose you know where is a good place to bury a body. That wouldn't be good, would it? No, all right. I don't suppose you know where I can take this... So, I don't... What is that?
Oh, how annoying. It's the horse tranquilizer.
Maybe tell him just to go to the vet.
Go to the vet?
Yeah.
I'm flummoxed. I mean, we've solved a lot of problems on this show.
Yeah.
Yours should not be a problem.
Look, if I may, Hughesy.
Yes.
This feels like we're trying to shoehorn Casey into the dating thing. Casey has come to us with... Not how do I find a guy? It's like, should I go with a guy or go with a cat? Maybe what we're leaning towards is get the third cat.
Yeah. You deserve a person. It's not like you should just take anyone who'll take you, bub.
And I'm not going to settle.
No, you haven't. That's why you're single.
Yeah.
But I've thought about those. It's just someone that's not a fucking tool.
I think the next time we see you, you're going to have a boyfriend, all right? I stake my reputation on that.
I'm still going for the third cat.
Both.
All right. You're the best no matter what happens in the next 6 months when you turn 30. If you turn 30 without a boyfriend, just wait a little bit longer. Give it up for Casey Donovan! Look, our panel is, you're all people. There's no doubt you're all people.
Yep.
And you have your own problems, and we're going to solve some of them. Sarah, what is your problem?
Oh, okay. My problem is that I have a toddler and a 4-month-old, and the toddler, Paul,
we love Paul.
He's very, very jealous of his younger brother, Harry, and is trying to murder him. And I think we actually have some video.
We do, yes. This is Paul and his loving attitude to his
Gentle.
Brother.
Gentle.
Slow it down, mate. Slow it down.
Uh-oh.
Slow it down. A bit too rough.
No.
Gentle his eyes. Gentle
in the eyeball.
Stop it. Someone saw
One
Peter
more
Rabbit.
Go. You're in the
eye. Not his eyes. Not his eyes. Gonna make him cry, darling, please.
He wouldn't want to do that, would he? Looks like a goal achieved from Paul there.
Last night they're in the bath together and he got an entire bucket of water and tipped it over his face.
Well, you wouldn't leave him in the bath together alone, would you?
No.
But Paul's not been Bondo Rescue in that situation, is he?
So I don't know what to do. Is this a phase that they grow out of? Should I quarantine my baby? But then I sort of think, oh, that's punishing Harry by putting him in a pen or something like that.
No, so what this is character building. This is how second kids are always so tough, isn't it?
Yep.
You go to a... you go to those play centres and you see that one toddler or that one little tiny baby that's crawled to the top of that machine thing and they're so tough, that's a second baby.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
They're so tough, that kid that's over there chewing on a Band-Aid that's not even his, that's a second baby.
But will they be friends growing up? I don't know.
They're siblings. They're not meant to be friends till they're 20.
It's like Lord of the Flies at our place.
My brother shot me with an air rifle once.
Yes.
And he thinks he did the right thing because he gave me 5 seconds to run. So... Yeah, they're going to fight all the way through, no doubt about
You're
it.
You're going to have to watch him until that little one sort of can defend himself.
I know.
Yeah.
Or just get him like a little stack hat, you know, just hope for the best.
Just invest in bubble wrap. Like clothing made entirely out of bubble wrap.
Oh, so we're saying to you, Sarah, just it's going to be fine.
It's
going to
be fine.
It's
going
to be fine.
You got hospital cover?
Insurance will get the job done. Now let's move on. And in the opening, I talked about the fact that everyone thinks I'm a terrible driver. It's really annoying. I mean, I believe I'm a good driver, but I'm just not getting the feedback I deserve. So...
I get how many bips would you get a day?
I get a lot of bips. People are just really angry at the way I operate on the road. Cyclists get particularly angry at me. I've never hit a cyclist, but they seem to think I get too close to them.
Oh.
I actually pulled into a park the other day, and it was an alfresco cafe where I was about to sit and have some pancakes, and the cyclist who went past me as I pulled in said words that were terrible about me, and then I had to sit in there eating my pancakes thinking everyone's heard what he said about me.
What did they say? You're not funny.
No, I would have coped with that. He didn't realise it was me, so, otherwise
he would
have loved it.
So when you say you're not getting the feedback that you deserve, what feedback do you think you deserve?
Congratulations at the fact that I rarely have accidents, you know.
It's because everyone else is avoiding you, moving lanes.
Yeah.
So you say you rarely have them. What, say, a year, how many little dings would you put in your car?
I drove my car into a river once, but that was... That was because I didn't realise how deep the water was. So that was just a mistake that I made. Yeah, absolutely.
But no ding.
No.
You just sunk the car, but no dings.
Absolutely, right. And it was insured, so I got a new car. So that was a handy move by me.
This is what I don't like when you're driving, a bit of... Just gripping handles. The one that you never used to hang coats and dresses on.
Absolutely. So it sounds like
she holds on.
Sounds like everyone in your car and everyone around your car is quite fearful.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't believe I am a bad driver. And to this point, I went out with one of Australia's most well-loved and professional driving instructors. He's from the Murcott Driving School, Australia's number one driving school.
Very good.
They're the best, all right? And his name is Mark Lane, and he spent a few hours in a car with me, and we're going to get him out here, and he's going to tell Australia exactly what I'm like at driving. Give it up for Mark Lane! Good to see you, buddy.
He's alive. He's alive, Dave.
Good start. Good start.
I said good to be here. Lucky to be here. It's not a time for jokes, mate. We need a serious... We need everyone to seriously...
We hit a nerve.
We had an hour together in the car, didn't we? Yep. Absolutely.
So, How long did it feel like?
An eternity. So we got in the car together. I mean, we got a little bit of vision of me in the car with you. So this was, this is a little bit of me and you just driving together. That's me, that's you. All right, so, and I'm parallel parking. Look at that. So, I mean, that's just, you don't look concerned at all. So the parallel parking actually went really well, didn't it?
That part went well. You need to do that more.
I need to park more.
Stay parked.
Hey, now, we want to wait till the end here. We need to build up the anticipation as to whether I'm a good driver, so...
It's Mark, right? Hi, Rob McManus. Mark, question from the gallery. As someone who does this for a profession, what do you look for in a good driver? What makes a good driver?
Mm. The message we're trying to get across is to get people to look up and stay back. But we had a problem as soon as we got in the car.
What was that problem?
Before we even started the engine, he needs to name his car Showbags because it is full of crap.
Oh.
Right, there's a lot of stuff in my car. I'm a busy man.
We've even got a picture. Have we got that picture?
We've got a picture of me and my family on a holiday, I believe.
This is a good illustration of what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
What's the problem with having all that stuff in...
There's not a problem for you and Holly because you've got a cargo barrier. That's called the children. So that was before we even started. Once we got out on the road, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
Was it a proper nightmare?
It was a proper nightmare. We nearly died at one intersection.
but we didn't. So and sometimes when you don't die, it values the fact you're still alive. So.
What sort of stuff in general was he doing wrong?
Basically everything other than driving. Because he's very distracted by everything that's going on around.
But you're saying look up. If I look up, I see things and they interest me.
For a start, the steering. Most of the time you had maybe at the most one hand and it was like 12 and thigh. It was 12 and drink.
Yeah, I was drinking some kombucha.
Well, it was obviously not performance enhancing.
Well, all right, we need to get to the bottom here. I'm shocked by what you've said here, so I'm really... So you believe... Honestly, you need to tell me and be brutally honest here, because I will listen. Out of 100, what would you give my driving out of 100?
Out of 100, probably about 5.
So, all right, so out of 10, what would you give it? Are you saying that I'm a terrible driver?
If I had to speak to Holly and the kids, I would say, get out of the car now.
All right, so I should definitely do a defensive driving course.
You need to do one.
Absolutely. So, and if I give Murcotts a really good plug, will I get that for free?
For my sake and the sake of everybody else on the road, I'll pay for it for you.
All right, give it up for Mark Lane. I need to learn to drive better. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. When we come back on the downhill run, it's yes or no. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fearing the apocalypse? Brush up on your survival skills with every episode of Australian Survivor and the best of US Survivor on 10Play now.
Welcome back to the show. It's time for yes or no at the end of the show, so we've got a speed here. Don't you worry about any speed limit. Let's go for it. We need quick results for these problems.
So we treat it like you driving. Just go. Yeah. Just
go. But focus. Reese emails, I turned down an exit row on the flight to Bali because I didn't want the responsibility. My girlfriend called me pathetic. Was she right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Very pathetic.
Take the exit row and bolt and leave the rest of them on board. Craig writes, there's a stinky dead mouse or something stuck in the wall cavity of our rented house. Is it okay to smash a hole in the wall to get it out? Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Hopefully it's not the or something that turns out to be the previous tenant or something.
George emails, I'm sick of yelling at my 14-year-old son to get out of bed for school every morning. Is it okay to throw a big bucket of water on him?
Yes. I did that to my brother when we were younger. I had to wake him up and I said, I'm giving you 5 minutes or I'm coming back and dumping water on you. And yeah. I don't think you believe me, and I did it. And now he wakes up on time. You're welcome, Luke.
I dream of my children staying in bed. Honestly, they're up at...
Not for school, though.
Oh, I don't give a shit if they slept in for school. Jono writes, I love chilli sauce. I even have a mini bottle attached to my keyring. But my friend tells me I shouldn't add it to stuff when we're at a restaurant. Can I do what I like, yes or no?
Yes!
Bring your own chilli sauce if they haven't got it.
Yeah, your own condiments.
Dan on Facebook asks, is it okay for me to shoot my neighbour's cat with a Nerf gun in my backyard?
No. Right, the fact that it was like... Give it any kind of clarification. Is it okay to shoot the neighbour's cat? Wait, let me finish. So with a camera.
A big no there. Des writes, my daughter just told me she wants a career in social media. Should I get her brain tested? Yes or no?
Yes, get her brain tested.
That's a proper job now. I know it seems sad to us.
Yeah.
But that's a proper job. It makes people digital. Is it your grandpa?
Digital. Peter, have you got social media? Right now, are people commenting on what a great job you're doing? What are they commenting on? What have you got?
Beep pen.
I think you've answered the question. Brooke has a problem. My boyfriend keeps FaceTiming me without checking with me first. Sometimes I don't look...
Is that from a Stefanovic?
Sometimes I don't look presentable and I'm too self-conscious to take the call. Can I tell him to stop, yes or no?
Yes, just text him straight back and go, not now, mate. Oh. I don't look...
Isn't it a bad sign that she needs to look presentable for a FaceTime?
For who? For her brother?
To boyfriend.
Her boyfriend. Her brother would be really weird.
Early in the relationship, you still want to look presentable for a while.
Michael emails, after 6 months together, my girlfriend broke up with me the day I gave her an expensive necklace. Can I ask for it back, yes or no?
Yeah.
Wasn't
a pearl necklace.
Wasn't a pearl necklace.
Sarah will be all over it today.
She is a loose goose, isn't she?
Guys, have these guys been amazing? Give it up! Sarah Harris-Rosen, Maddox, Michelle Lurie, and Peter Rosebach. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Now that you've finished listening to me on the podcast, me and all the other legends, go over to 10play and watch the latest episodes of the TV show. I want to fill your days with so much Husey, you'll have no time for anything else.
Hi, Stu here from 10 Speaks. It's our one-year anniversary, and we are glad to have been able to create some great shows across a wide range of topics. There's Politics with The Professor and The Hack, hosted by Hugh Rimmington and Peter Van Onselen. Lifestyle and Design in Hammer at Home with Barry Dubois. Deep dives on our reality shows with The Reality Bite and Australian Survivor Talking Tribal. Short Black with Sandra Sully, which shares the stories of some amazing women. Starstruck with Angela Bishop looks back at interviews with the biggest stars in entertainment. There's Wes William Tyrrell, Ramsey Beat, that's a cheeky little pun on Ramsey Street for those not paying attention closely. There's the Western Front, there's Husey, We Have a Problem. Ooh, what a tasty menu. Go to the 10 Speaks page on 10play to check them all out, and thanks to everyone who has listened and helped make our first year so big.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.